And now, our feature presentation.
And now, being recorded in front of a fly studio audience, it's the most random show on the net. It's TBK Live.
I love it. I can't get enough. I love it. I can't get enough. Oh, don't stop. Don't stop. I can't get enough. I love it. Love it. Love it.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the most random show on the internet. Welcome to a brand new edition of TBK Live. And also, welcome to Sunday Night Slam on Wednesday. Now, you're asking yourself, wait a minute. How can this be both shows? This is weird. I'm very, very confused. And most like everyone else, I understand your sentiment, but I will explain. Yes, this is not going to be your everyday episode of Random. Oh, no, 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 no. We just cannot do that. However, this is also not going to be your everyday average episode of SNS. We cannot do that. Today's a very special day. This Saturday night, we are going to be taking the journey of 7 hours in a car. I may not make it out alive. 7 hours in a car on our way to Chicago, Illinois, to Logan Square Auditorium to check out Chikara Pro. Check them out at chikarapro.com. Chikara is a family-friendly wrestling lucha show. And I actually do mean family-friendly. It's not like where they'll say they're family-friendly and then if somewhere in the show you're just like, I can't believe that was said. No, Chikara is the perfect entertainment for the entire family. And it's very rare that happens. But I've been a fan of Chikara since 2005. This promotion is a great mix of professional wrestling, athletic competition, athletic ability, humor, and mask. It is American Lucha. If that tells you anything, the masks are special in Chikara. It's a fun, fun environment. Now, I've never got to experience a show live. Usually they run on the East Coast, and I've never got that experience. This Saturday night, that all changes. Chikara will be in Chicago, Illinois, at the Logan Square Auditorium. Two huge shows. The first show, entitled Deep Breath. Does that name sound familiar to anybody? You'll know more after the second title. But that is headlined by the Chikara debut of Impact star Moose. If you haven't seen Moose, this dude is huge and is awesome. And then it will also be the debut of a tag team taking the indie world by storm, the Carnies, who fit right in with Chikara. I'm excited to see them, but we will not get to see them on that show. No, because we're not going to be able to make it till Saturday night show, which is entitled A Good Man Goes to War. Also, coincidentally enough, my second favorite episode of Doctor Who. The opening where Rory's like, I have a message from the doctor. And then he blows up a bunch of ships. And then Rory goes, do I need to repeat the message? And I love that. I love that episode of Doctor Who. Which is why this show was a little bit more like, we have to go to this show. Okay, so that being said, that's happening. This show is being headlined by the Chikara Grand Champion, Juan Francisco de Coronado, defending against the Fire Ant. But that's not all. The reason why this show is happening right now is because this Saturday night, we have an interview with one of the good men going to war. That's right. He is one third of the trio of the Cyberhawks 2000. He is a former Young Lions Cup champion. Hashtag still my Young Lions Club Cup champion. We'll find more about that in the interview. And then, this Saturday night, he is teaming up with his brother in arms, Silverhawk, to take on what we in the South like to call a fast food meal, the hermit crab and the Cajun crawdad. Yes, this Saturday night at A Good Man Goes to War, it will be the Hermit Crab and the Cajun Crawdad going up against the Cyberhawks 2000, Silverhawk, and our guest right after the break, he is Razorhawk. Now, that being said, guys, don't forget to check out ShopTBK, tbkmagazine.com/ShopTBK. Visit our Patreon page, patreon.com/TBKMagazine, and anything else in between. Guys, we'll be right back with an interview, a very special interview, with one-third of the Cyberhawks 2000, Razorhawk, right after this. Family comes first, even when the zombie apocalypse happens. Roland begins his day like any other, drinking coffee, watching the news, receiving a cryptic call from his brother, the scientist, confirming that what he had feared had finally come to fruition. Promising to meet up with his brother, Roland forgets about everything and starts his journey. When all others are fleeing Indianapolis, the center of the outbreak, Roland wades into hordes of the undead because family comes first. Pick up The Book of Roland by James Master at Shop TBK, tbkmagazine.com/shop TBK. Want early access to all of our podcasts? Or are you a fan of the smartest, dumbest website on the net? Visit patreon.com/tbkmagazine. Rewards start at just $1. patreon.com/tbkmagazine. Ladies and gentlemen, joining us today, he is one-third of the Cyberhawks 2000, and this Saturday night at Logan Square Auditorium at A Good Bird Goes to War. Figured you might like that. At A Good Bird Goes to War, him and Silverhawk will be taking on what we in the South like to call a balanced dinner. The Hermit Crab and the Cajun Crawdad. He is a former Young Lions Cup champion. Hashtag, he's still my Young Lions Cup champion. And joining us today is Razorhawk. How are you doing?
Greetings. Yes, indeed. It is I, Razorhawk, one-third of the flyest team of the new millennium, Cyberhawks 2000. Caw-caw!
So I actually have a problem before I get to this. I actually had a problem. I'm a very polite person because I am from the South, and I like to use the word sir a lot. But I have checked many thesauruses, if that's a word, to figure out what the bird equivalent of sir is, and I have not been able to do that.
Oh, sir is just fine. Yes, indeed.
Okay.
I've been known to be quite polite myself. Yes.
Well, I had to make sure because I didn't want to sound like, didn't want to sound wrong and sound improper. It's a Southern thing. I don't know.
Oh no, not at all, sir. You do you.
So, first question right out the gate is: if anyone hasn't seen Chikara, what is the mission statement for the Cyberhawks 2000?
Oh, the mission statement of the Cyberhawks 2000 is to defend the galaxy. We are intergalactic defenders of justice, fun, and professional wrestling, I might add. Caw-caw.
So, okay, so what brought you to Chikara? What made that moment happen?
So, we had a distress beacon coming from Gaia, the spirit of the planet Earth, and our headquarters detected a very great evil on this planet. They tracked it to the organization known as Chikara. And so myself, Silverhawk, and Nighthawk were sent to this planet from cyberspace to basically find this evil and bring it to justice. And so we enrolled in the Wrestle Factor, and the rest is history. Indeed. Ha ha.
So in February, you made your debut in Chikara, if I'm correct on my at Left Behind, the secret season, if I'm correct. I'm not.
Oh, yes. Yes, indeed. Left Behind, where I wrestled Fire at. Yes.
What was going through your mind for that first match?
Oh, goodness. I was very nervous. I had trained with Fire Ant for in upwards of nearly a year, I would say. And I trained with him. I trained with the late Ophidian. I trained with Dustin. I trained with Hallowicked. I trained with all of them. But Fire Ant has a certain intensity, and I certainly wanted to live up to his expectations. And judging from the outcome of the match after he pinned me with the beach break and then shook my hand, I think I accomplished that goal.
I actually just watched that match before we did this interview.
Oh, goodness. What did you think?
I enjoyed it. I've got to tell you, I listened to an interview of yours, and I've been away from the Chikara scene for a little bit, and I heard an interview with you and Brian Alvarez.
Mm.
And I had to talk to you because you were my reason for getting back into Chikara recently. I have been so excited to just watch your matches lately.
Goodness, thank you very much. I don't know what to say. I really appreciate that. Chikara certainly appreciates that.
Yes, and you can check out Razorhawk's matches at chikaratopia.com for just $7.99 a month. That's not that expensive, everybody. Trust me. It is worth the price.
It certainly isn't. Yes, indeed.
So I figure going into this Saturday night at Logan Square, what started the war between you and the shellfish ones?
Oh my goodness, where to begin? So I believe it began at Anniversario school reunion. Myself and Silverhawk were put into a four-way eliminator tag team match. It was of course, myself and Silverhawk against the Hermit Crab and the Crawdad, against the Sea Stars, Del Miegzo and Ashley Fox, against the Force, officers Warren Barksdale and Bruno Maloney as well. And we came away with the win in that match. And it certainly was a very hard-fought match. Myself and Silverhawk had many a run-in with all the different opponents, but our interactions with the Crawdad and the Hermit Crab definitely stuck out in my mind, especially seeing as it was the Cajun Crawdad who we pinned to pick up the win in that match. But goodness, Hermit Crab with his brutal chokeslam and Cajun Crawdad with his impressive gator roll suplex. They are formidable foes, but they talk a lot of trash. They are very
nasty.
That they do. And the things that they said to Ashley Vox after Murloc mercilessly stuffed Jocelyn into that fridge, unforgivable. They really need to be put in their place. And I think that we're going to be able to do that at A Good Man Goes to War.
I believe this. I'm looking forward to it. It's my first Chikara show this Saturday night as well. And I thought, what a better way to see, finally, the Cajun Crawdad and the Hermit Crab get their comeuppance. I am super excited for that.
Absolutely. I'm very excited as well.
So part of you and the Hermit Crab have a lot of history, including the Young Lions Club, Lions Cup.
Yes, indeed.
And I feel the first time you win it is a big deal. So that night, on the Hour of Power, you defeated the Hermit Crab for the Young Lions Cup. What went through your mind the moment you were able to capture?
I honestly couldn't believe that I eked out the win. That was a brutal contest. I thought going into it that I would start hot. I would just hit him with all my hot moves. And I hit the tope con Hilo, and he was down. I got back up, and I said, okay, you know what? That worked. Let's try it again. And I went for it again and got dropped high on my shoulders as he powerbombed me on the outside and then picked me up again and powerbombed me right on the corner of the ring apron. As soon as I hit the ring apron, I felt one of my ribs dislocate.
Ooh.
And fell to the ground in agony, absolute agony. And you can see, if you watch the match, I've watched the match several times over, and if you can watch the match throughout it, he continues hammering on that rib, just with merciless attacks with his claws. And yes, it's basically 8 minutes of me getting the snot kicked out of me and just coming back. That's if there's one thing that people know about Razorhawk, it's that he'll take a licking and keep on ticking. And you know, I managed to hit the folding press and then flip over, so I had him pinned down. And man, I can only thank. I would have to thank Mike Quackenbush for teaching me that move, basically.
So, is it hard for you to go back and watch your matches?
Sometimes, yes. especially the more physical ones. Goodness, there was the match with Everett Connors. I hit the tope con Hilo and definitely did something to my tailbone. Oof. Might have been broken. They couldn't tell me, but goodness.
Yeah, that does not sound like a lot of fun at all.
Oh, no, not at all. The Topekon Hilo is a very risky move. They certainly don't call them high-risk maneuvers for nothing.
And then something happened at King of Trios with you as well, if I remember correctly.
Oh, yes, I got a fun cushion from the same exact move. I was tagged in by Nighthawk after Silverhawk hit a Tope Suicida onto Mako Satomura. I was tagged in. Cassandra Miyagi was dispatched to the outside, and I thought it appropriate to go for the air. Yes, I did a flipping dive over the top rope and landed on my noggin. Took her out, but I took myself out in the process.
Oh, like just. By the way, I think you are the first person in the history of the world to ever call it a funcussion.
Yes, indeed. Well, we are the fun-filled lucha show, after all. And during training, it's quite a fun time. And we just always chide each other. We say, hey, don't go getting a funcussion now.
Yeah, that's one of the things that drew me to Chikara, is the fact that it is a fun-filled lucha show. In fact, family-friendly, which not many things are anymore, and which excites me as someone who is... Mm-hmm. Who just got married and is going to start a family. Like, this is the perfect show.
Oh, congratulations on your marriage, sir.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Yes, caca.
Actually, our anniversary trip. This is one of our anniversary trips. Is for Good Man Goes to War.
Oh, that is fantastic. That is really great. Good for you.
So I don't really want to bring this up because it's a sad topic for me, and I figure it is for you, or an upsetting topic, but.
I think, knew it was coming.
Yeah, it's the elephant in the room. We have to discuss what happened on the last Hour of Power. And it was hard for me to watch. I can't even imagine what it was like for you.
So my history with the Whisper, and many people might not know this, but I wrestled him once before for Grand Slam Wrestling. That was in Old Forge, Pennsylvania, and he beat me then. It was a good match. I thought that I definitely gave it my all. It was a good back and forth, and we definitely came to blows toward the end of that match, as we did at the Hour of Power. Whisper is a very formidable foe, but he tends to take a lot of shortcuts. Now, I don't appreciate that as a man of competition myself. Additionally, he is evil through and through. He is the most dark of evils. And I believe that he is indeed the evil that we were sent to this planet to destroy. From what he did to Princess Kimberly back in season 17, when he drove her out of Chikara, forcing her to brutalize her friends, Solo Darling, Fire Ant, and Ophidian. He drove her away. And I really, really liked Princess Kimberly. We would talk on occasion. She was always very nice to me. And that was a big loss for the company to suffer. Additionally, what he did to Missile Assault Man, leaking his journal.
That's
just
terrible.
Absolutely reprehensible. He has no shame, and he uses people. He finds their secrets, and he uses them to his advantage. And
that's not even playing fair.
No, it certainly isn't. Him taking Ophidian's mask, him taking Ophidian's powers, and him trying to bring back the Osirian portal.
Which is taking place at the first show in Chicago, isn't it?
It's disgusting. I don't know what he has up his sleeve, but I can't help but watch. I don't want to watch, because I'm concerned for the future of Chikara. The Whisper is a very, very powerful man at this point. And he's doing things with Ophidian's power that Ophidian would dare not do, because he is not evil.
Yeah, after watching the match. Go ahead.
Yes. No. I was just going to say it worries me deeply.
I will say this.
I don't know if it's that worry or if the Whisper did something to me when he hypnotized me, but I've been having the same nightmare every night since the Hour of Power.
Do you care to explain what the nightmare is?
I'm in a room, and it's dark, and it's cold, and I'm surrounded by many figures, and they're murmuring, and the murmurs turn to whispers, and they're whispering something, and I don't know what it is, but they have black eyes, black as the night, completely lifeless. And the first few nights that I was having these nightmares, I would wake up sweating. And I didn't know what to think or what to make of it. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, you're fine. You're fine.
And after talking with the computer, the CyberHawks 2000 mainframe, it told me that I need to, well, for lack of a better term, build a bridge and get over it. Because,
wow, I shouldn't laugh, but that's like the most, that's the phrase I didn't expect.
The mainframe is a smart aleck and it can't be helped. But Silverhawk needs me in this tag match and he needs me to be focused. Well, to be quite honest, the nightmares are becoming kind of pedestrian at this point, and it's beginning not to bother me, but I wish I knew what the Whisper did.
You'll get, I feel like in due time Chikara's in good hands with the CyberHawks 2000s watching out for that. I'm just gonna say
I certainly hope so.
I think the time will come. I think the Whisper will get his comeuppance, and the Chikarmy stands with you. I know this.
I mean, using hypnosis to win a match.
How is that legal? Really? How is that legal? That's my question as a wrestling fan.
There's simply nothing in the rules that forbids it.
Mm.
I mean, maybe I spoke to the director of Fun. I spoke to Bryce. They both were just as surprised as I was. And, you know, I guess they're looking into amending it or something. But
that would be a great thing to do at this point, because that was... That was one of the roughest moments I've watched as a fan.
I had him dead to rights.
Oh, you had
forearm
the match won.
Forearm.
Yeah.
Yes. But it, I guess, was just not meant to be.
I think we now have to bring the mood up a little bit, if you're cool
I'm
with that.
I'm totally okay with that, yes, sir.
So,
indeed.
So some of our listeners decided to send in some mailbag questions, and I can't do the mailbag sound effect as good as my co-host can do on the show, so I'm not even going to try. So we have some mailbag questions for you. First off, who is some of Razorhawk's dream opponents?
Oh, goodness. First and foremost, I would love to wrestle Super Beetle.
Hmm.
First one that came to mind, yes. Super Beetle is very fly. He is a multi-time champion in EWF out in California. Yes, this guy can be found at, I believe, Real Super Beetle on Twitter and Instagram. He also does some fly Twitch streaming, which I really, really dig.
Anyone else make that list? Which is actually a good question for our next one.
Let's see here. You know, a wrestler that I've molded myself after, one that I believe is very, very fly, Jeff Hardy. Yes.
Oh,
yes,
my indeed. Goodness. I would love to see that match.
Jeff Hardy is just incredible. He's such a risk taker, a daredevil, absolutely fearless, jumping off of ladders 20 feet tall. I would really love to engage in a battle of aerial maneuvers against him.
Is a ladder match coming up for the Razorhawk anytime soon?
Oh, goodness, I do not know. that would be very fly. I guess we would certainly have to be able to hang some items from a thing to get into. Oh, no, I suppose it doesn't have to be for a prize. I suppose it could just be a match that involves
ladders. Well, that actually brings us to our next question. When are the Cyberhawks 2000 going to go after the Chikara Tag Team Champions?
Oh, my goodness. Yes, I've been wondering that myself. Ever since we lost at, what was that? That was,
is it Tooth and Claw?
The September event. Yes, Tooth and Claw. Sorry, goodness. My memory isn't what it used to be. anyway, ever since we lost to Tooth and Claw, we lost all of our points.
Oh, and, I did not know that.
We're trying to get back on board here. It's hopefully we're gonna, you know, pick up some steam here at A Good Man Goes to War, putting the Hermit Crab and the Crawdad in their place, putting a hurting on them, and that'll give us another point toward Campeonatos de Parejas contention. Yes.
I guess I'm going to ask this because I'm going to sound like a moron. Describe the point system because I'm sure I don't know if I follow this that well.
Okay. So as I understand it, and I'm certainly new to Chikara and new to the company, you accrue points whenever you win a fall. So let's say, for instance, we were in the four-way eliminator. Had we pinned Hermit Crab and Crawdad, had we pinned Dustin and Chuck Taylor, and had we pinned the Rumblebees, that would have been 3 points picked up in that one match.
That's a lot of points.
Yes, indeed. Once you have 3 points, you can certainly go after the title of that division. So if myself and Silverhawk have the 3 points together, we can go after Los Campeonatos de Parejas. If one of us has the points individually, then we could go after the Chikara Grand Championship, yes. But it is my understanding, and I may be corrected by Kobold.
Who's a very interesting character. I'm just going to say that.
Oh, goodness. He's always trying to get at me. he gets me so mad. But yes, I believe that if you lose, you lose all the points.
Oh, wow.
That certainly was the case in my match against Murloc, where we went to a double countout, and both of us lost all of our points. Oh, goodness, yes. But yes, once you accrue at least 3 points, then you can challenge. I believe it was Crummles and Defarge. Did they have 4 points or 5 points? I can't remember.
That's a lot of points.
Yes. They picked up win after win after win after win in season 17. And then, wouldn't you know it, got Los Campeonatos de Parejas.
Okay, so there is a second part of this question that you might actually, that it will be an interesting answer. Will the Cyberhawks inflict the Freebird rule?
That's a good question. I do not know if the Freebird rule applies in Chikara.
That's something that needs to probably be looked at.
I think I'm going to ask the director of fun about that, yes.
Get back to me on Saturday with an answer to that.
I will certainly do that for you, yes, indeed. Matter of fact, I might, right after this, mention Mike Quackenbush and ask him what's up, yes.
So a fun Razorhawk question. What does Razorhawk do in his spare time when he's not fighting or fighting evil?
Oh, Razorhawk's spare time has been very few and far between lately. But when I have spare time, I like to watch anime. I like to play video games. I like to cook. I like to work out. But
what kind of video games?
Yeah, that's. Oh, goodness. Oh, I'm very, very excited. So, tomorrow, PlayStation 2 is going to be coming out. And I am very, very excited to get my hands on one so I can play SSX. Have you seen previews for this? It's snowboarding game. Fantastic.
I have seen previews for that game. I've been dying to play that myself.
Oh, I'm very, very excited indeed. Yes, that, and goodness, oh, goodness, what else was there? Gran Turismo. Yes, yes, they're going to have Gran Turismo for the PlayStation 2, and it looks real. Like, yeah, really looks real.
How many different racing divisions are there? Like 15 to 20?
It's my goodness, crazy. Yes. It's insane. But yes, I'm very excited to be playing some PlayStation 2 very, very soon. I'm hoping to get that as a celebratory gift. Yes, indeed. I'm going to ask Nighthawk, but I'm certainly not holding my breath.
So I have any other classic games? Because I remember, I think I saw a YouTube video of yours with an N64 controller in it, and I got super excited.
Absolutely. I love myself some Mario Kart 64.
I was hoping you'd say that. I was hoping you would say that. That is absolutely the best Mario Kart game.
Wave Race 64. Super Mario 64. Pretty much all those.
Have you collected all 120 stars yet?
No, I have not.
Ugh.
No, I think I think I've only gotten up to 116. It's been a hot minute since I played that game.
You're ahead of me. I got to 108 and was like, I'm done.
Oh, hey, that's a very fly accomplishment indeed. Yes. I've been going back, though, and I've been playing some Chrono Trigger. Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Chrono Trigger for the Super Nintendo. Ooh, probably one of my favorite games.
That's a great game. Well, this show is also for nerds as well, so it was like, I got to ask the questions now that he said it. And anime, I'm just getting into it. It's something I've discovered because my wife's a huge anime fan and got me to watch Assassination Classroom.
Oh, goodness, Assassination Classroom. I haven't heard of this one. What's this about?
It's about, I don't know how to explain it, but it looks like, you know, the smiley face Walmart logo that rolls back prices? It's that and teaching a classroom. I don't know how else to explain it, but they're trying to kill him. It's a weird show. It is great.
That's very fantastic, yes.
What are some of your favorite animes?
Oh, goodness. Right now, I am entrenched, absolutely entrenched in Serial Experiments Lane. So I'll give you the Cliff's Notes version of it. Basically, it starts off with this young girl, Lane Iwakura, who is very shy, but progressively throughout the series, she begins to gain confidence through her interactions with the online world, or as the show calls it, the Wired. Yes, it's a very goodness. What would the word be? It's very psychological. Yes, it plays with your senses.
It
starts off kind of slow, so expect it to kind of confuse you at times. But man, it's I'm up to episode 10 right now, and it's just it's riveting. Yes,
I'm gonna have to check this one out. No,
please
doubt about
do.
It. So yes. I'll ask this: does the Japanese style have an influence in Ring for you?
It certainly does. That's one of the styles that we learn at the Wrestle Factory is this sort of very tight, very clean Japanese style. Certainly a lot of stuff from Joshi wrestlers, yes. As a matter of fact, last night at training, Mr. Mike was teaching us how to do a very, very fly sunset flip maneuver out of the monkey flip position. Yes, I'm personally hoping to work on that and maybe debut it in the coming months or so. We'll have to see if I can pull it out and, you know, make it stick.
I think you've got this. So I got one more question. What's some of your favorite matches of yourself and favorite matches to watch of others?
That is a very good question. I really, really enjoyed, I mean, of course, I didn't enjoy the outcome, but I really enjoyed my match with Sonny DeFarge. I think that
was
he
that,
and I...
That was an hour of power, wasn't it?
It was indeed, yes. It was... It was June 4th, 2017. Yes, I'm just looking in my log here. I've got a little spreadsheet with all of my matches and stuff on it. But, that was certainly not a fun ending to that match. But I took it to him, and I think that if we ever met again, that I think I'd be able to come across with the win. Yes, indeed.
What about this? Go ahead.
Oh, yes. Please, let's see here. What else was there? Oh, of course, Anniversario. I've got to call that out.
That's a fun match. That is a really fun match.
Oh, man. Wait, so, when I saw the Hermit Crab up there on that second rope, and he's doing his little crab walk across the second rope, I'm sitting there and I'm like, okay, I'm down. He thinks I'm down for good. Let's see how long I can kind of let him think that he's got the upper hand. And I got up and I punched him in the stomach. And I went up to the top rope and I thought, what am I doing? I go over to the corner. I say to the Sea Stars, excuse me, ladies. And I get up to the top rope and I'm like, now what's the plan, Razorhawk? And I said, okay, let's jump. And I jump out and I grab him with my legs and I flip him over. And I'm like, oh my goodness, I can't believe that worked. It was, oh my goodness, what a match that was. Oh, man.
Chikara Tapia, $7.99 a month. You can see that match.
Yeah, seriously. Well, get on that, guys. Get on it. ChikaraTopia.com.
So what about
that match?
Ooh. Yeah, that's a good match. Mm. I got to say, too, your match at WrestleMania weekend, and I can't think of the name of the against, and I'm going to lose the name of the team.
The Closers.
Yes.
Sloan Caprice and Rick Rowland, yes.
That I like that match a lot.
That was a very fun match. Silverhawk busted out some hot moves.
Yes, he did, and I was impressed. That's the first time I think I saw Silverhawk, was that show, was that match. Yeah, because I left Chikara for a little bit and came back because life happens, and the next thing I know, I was like, oh, and now I've been binging Chikara for the last 2 weeks.
Oh, you absolutely must go back to season 17 and watch Silverhawk's match against Silver Ant. It's incredible.
I will do that. They
put on a good show, yes.
So what about some matches that are, what are some of your favorite matches of other wrestlers?
Oh my goodness. Let's see here.
I guess a good way to describe this is if you had a match you could watch almost on a daily basis, what would it be?
Ooh, I would have to say, Bret Hart versus Shawn Michaels, the 60-minute Iron Man match.
Oh, I'm glad you didn't say Survivor Series.
Oh, goodness. Yeah, no, it's... Oh, goodness. Oh, McMahon's got his work cut out for him. Seriously.
He does. That man
has made some mistakes. Goodness. ECW's coming for him. WCW's coming for him. Look out, McMahon. But, yeah, no. Oh, my goodness. Bret Hart versus Shawn Michaels, the 60-minute Iron Man match was just incredible. Those two have such incredible stamina to be able to put on a match for that long.
Oh, it's such a good match.
Oh, goodness. I can barely put on a match for 15 minutes. I'm winded right after my entrance. Goodness, I come out, I do my little flip over the top rope, I could call a couple of times, and I'm sucking wind.
Yes, I feel that way after recording a podcast. I'm not even going to lie to you. Like, by the end of this, I'll be needing an oxygen tank after this episode. Like, I'll just be over in the corner, like, just losing it.
Oh, goodness. Get on it, my man.
Have you seen the Bret Shawn ladder match?
I don't believe I have. I think I might have missed that one.
It's from a Coliseum video in 92.
Oh, goodness.
It is really good. If you have a chance to go out of your way to find it, it is such a good match.
I certainly will. Yes, absolutely. I just recently got a DVD player, but I've certainly got a nice collection of VHS that I'm certainly more than happy to add to.
I was going to say, I think you can find it on the internet. Cause, I mean,
is that right?
Yes, I think there are tape traders out there that will be able to give it to you.
Would that be on Kazaa?
Maybe. Oh, that's
okay.
Maybe
I will have a look. Indeed, yes, 92. Goodness, I was a young hawk then. Goodness, yes.
So I think that's going to wrap up all the questions that we have from our fans. Which, thank you guys for emailing. And before we go, this Saturday night, Logan Square Auditorium. I'm retitling the show to "A Good Bird Goes to War." And by the way, are you a Doctor Who fan?
You know, I know about the Doctor Who collectible card game, but I don't know terribly much about Doctor Who, the series. I remember going to my local comic shop when I was getting Animayhem cards, and I happened to see that there was a Doctor Who collectible card game, and I said, ooh, what is this, a show about doctors? I thought it might have something to do with, oh goodness, what's that show with the George
ER?
Clooney guy?
Is it
sorry?
ER?
Yes, ER. I was thinking it might have something to do with ER.
Yeah, some days you're not off on that at all.
Oh, goodness, yes.
Because there is a character from that show that was on ER.
Really?
Yeah. Really cool. You said comic books. Are you an avid comic book reader?
I read some manga, yes.
Ah. I think the most manga thing I own is Scott Pilgrim versus the World, which probably says a lot about me, but...
Oh, goodness. Scott Pilgrim has his work cut out for him if he's fighting the world.
This is true. I feel like this might be the story. Cyberox versus the World could be happening in comic book form at some point.
That would be very fly, indeed.
So this Saturday night, Logan Square Auditorium, you can check out Chikara, chikarapro.com. There's a second show at 2 p.m. called Deep Breath, which is headlined by Moose and Dasher.
Yes, it looks like that's the case. I'm looking on the card right now, and the top billing, at least on the website, is Dasher Hatfield versus Moose, and right across from it, Oleg the Usurper and Kobold versus the fake Osirian Portal.
I hope this is the start of the downfall of the new Ophidian.
Oh, goodness, I hope so. I really hope so. A match on that card that I'm very, very excited for is the Carnies versus Crummles and Farge. Yes, I'm very excited to see what the Carnies do.
Have you seen the Carnies yet?
No, not at all.
Oh, they are awesome. They are fantastic, yeah.
Oh, I'm very excited, yes.
And then that Saturday night at A Good Man Goes to War, it will be the Cyberhawks 2000 versus the Hermit Crab and the Cajun Crawdad. Is there anything you want to add?
We're going to punch him in the mouth.
There it is. By the way, I love that. I love that video. We're going to punch him in the mouth. I think that's the hashtag.
Oh, my goodness. I was so mad. It was, oh, goodness. This was like right after losing the Young Lions Cup. And Silverhawk is like, okay, Razor, let's go. We've got to cut this promo. Because I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but being a performer for Chikara, you have certain duties, certain obligations, and you are expected to do these promotional videos. It's not only a thing that's good to promote yourself, but it's also a duty. And so he drags me over. He drags me over to the Chikara banner, and he's like, okay, let's do this. I know you're upset. I'm upset too. Let's just get it done and over with. And the very first time I got through, goodness, I must have said something funny about, oh, goodness, the Hermit Crab, oh, he's too salty, and then just walked off in disgust. I couldn't stand it. But yes, Punch Him in the Mouth 2000, indeed.
That is the hashtag for this match. Also, the Chikara Grand Championship is on the line at this show as one Francisco de Coronado defends against your trainer, the Fire Ant.
Yes, I'm deeply concerned about Fire Ant. I don't know if you've been following him on Twitter, but he has taken his profile picture away. It's black. It's just blank black. And he's been posting dates of important things that have occurred in his career, like the Young Lions Cup, like the Tag World Grand Prix, that sort of stuff. He had a very cryptic tweet. Well, I guess not terribly cryptic, but he said that he had only one thing left to do. And I can only assume that that means going after the Chikara Grand Championship. He has had an absolutely rough couple of seasons with, goodness, season 16 with the possession by Nas Muldoon of Icarus and the others, having to fight off them and watching as Frightmare unmasked Amasis.
That was
and
hard to watch.
In season 17, yes, oh my goodness. Soldier Ant having to retire. Silver Ant losing both antenna. It's Bullet Ant, Worker Ant. All of his friends have been taken out. And he's got 3 points. He's going to challenge. But I'm concerned that he's going to be distracted. And in much as I'm distracted with my loss to the Whisper, it's very funny how our careers are paralleling at this moment.
That actually gives me a whole new lookout for the show this Sunday now, or Saturday. Like, I did not know this. I'm going to have to follow indeed. Fire Ant on Twitter. Actually, I have one other question.
Mm.
Are you as depressed about AOL Messenger ending as I am?
So, I got the same email that everyone else got, and they're saying that AOL Instant Messenger is going to shut down in 2017.
Yes.
I don't know why they're sending out this message 17 years early. Doesn't that seem a bit premature to you?
It does. It seems like it's way too early in the way too early in time. Maybe like 2005. Give us a 10-year warning. But 2007. Give us a 10-year warning, but 17 years seems a little much.
It's very, very strange to me. In my mind, AOL Instant Messenger is just picking up steam. Goodness, my buddy list is just chock full of people.
What's your away message?
Oh, goodness. My away message is, gone to the store to get some pocky. Be right back. Or maybe I won't. Caw-caw.
Oh, my goodness. I think this is the first time in the history of either show that this is on that pocky has ever been mentioned.
Oh, goodness. Pocky's very fly.
It is. And I think this is a first, so I feel like you should win something for that. I don't know what it would be. But I think it's a match this Saturday.
Oh, yes. I will definitely try my hardest to punch him in the mouth 2000.
Is there anything else you want to add before we get off here?
Just that Hermit Crab and Cajun Crawdad are both dookie heads.
And you can hashtag that.
Yes, hashtag dookie heads. Cuckoo.
Guys, this Saturday night, Logan Square Auditorium, Chikara invades Chicago. Get your tickets now at chikarapro.com. Razorhawk, I have to tell you, thank you so much for joining the show today.
Oh, you are quite welcome, my man. It was all my pleasure, yes. And very, very looking forward to giving you a sweet high five in Chicago. It's going to be fly. Cuckoo!
Guys, that will wrap up this interview with Razorhawk. We will see you next time here on the show. Torgo, take us home tonight.
You cannot stay. The master would not approve.
Take me home tonight. I don't wanna let you go. To see the light. Take me home tonight. Listen, honey, just like a runner said.
Be my little baby.